Do you feel like we've hit a point in life where we don't need to say 2024, we can just say 24?
I don't know why this year, not 2023, but 2024 this year, I've said 24 a lot.
I like that.
I'm like, am I just have like the 90s 24 show in my head
Back in the 90s, you could say 97. Like, oh, right. 97 is my year. You know what I mean? I don't know if anyone said 97 is my year, but
think about what you say when the year you were born.
Yeah.
You say 84. Yeah. You don't say 1984. I mean, maybe.
Right. But I'm saying, like, it just felt like you could say 90 this. You know what I mean? As soon as the 2000s hit, it felt like you had to say 2000 before whatever year it was. I think 2024 could be our year where we get rid of the 2000 and just stick with the 24.
I mean, 2020 was one of the worst years ever. So it'd be nice to like shave that 20.
Just
down.
24.
Just 24.
24 is going to be great.
24 is going to be great. But you never know. We were too young in the 90s. Maybe they did that in the 90s. If it was 1991, 1992, and then it got to 93, 94, and they started saying 94. You don't know. You don't know.
I think on this podcast right now, we are going to change the world and say that we're just going by 24. From
24. 24.
Looking towards the future, Uniquely Knitted is growing, yes. And it's an exciting time for us. And we are really excited about the next couple podcasts that we have coming up.
Yep.
You are going to love them. They're going to be your most favorite podcasts we've ever done.
Oh, wow. I love it. No pressure. No, I think we started off with a little light podcast episode. Just kidding. We like to like keep things exciting at Uniquely Knitted. Like, oh, let's just start the podcast season again in 2024. Oh, excuse me, 24. And just start off with a little subject called infertility and meaning.
You know, that's how I like to go.
And you know what? That is the truth. That is how you like to go, Doug Brown. Let's just do infertility and the meaning of life. Ah, that's just a simple. I have no notes.
Just to clarify, this episode is not infertility and the meaning of life. It's infertility and meaning.
See, I'm curious to see what those notes are that you have right there. Because we have purposely not even talked about this podcast because I feel like I want to be like a listener.
You want to experience it afresh.
Because I would think those are hand in hand. Meaning of life and meaning.
No, they are not.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Infertility and meaning is what this podcast is all about. And if you're just listening to this and you're trying to get a feel for maybe the podcast, or maybe you've never listened before and you're just tuning in, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the feelings that go along with how infertility affects our sense of meaning and purpose in life. And then we're going to look at how can we think about meaning in a way that helps us feel more resilient. That's what we're doing in this podcast. If that sounds interesting to you, tune in, because this will be the best podcast we've ever done.
Perfect. And if it doesn't, we're sad to see you go. No, I'm just kidding.
No, you're not allowed to leave.
Yeah, you're not
allowed
to leave.
Even if you don't want, if you've gotten this far, yes. You have to commit.
Yeah. And buckle up, Buttercups, because I'm on this ride with Doug Brown and learning the ins and outs of his brain, just like you. So here we go together. Welcome back to the Infertility Feelings Podcast, your place to process, cry, and laugh about infertility. We are so happy to have you here, and we really hope you enjoy today's conversation. So, Doug, what do the heys do you mean by this subject? I was going to say hell, but... What do you mean... Sorry, my brain went to like, how many like curse words can you have on a podcast before you get the E?
I don't know.
And not that hell would necessarily be that, but I just...
I'm pretty sure if you say hell one time, it doesn't get the explicit.
And who does the explicit? Do they listen to it?
I think you have to self-designate that it's an explicit episode.
And
I mean, feel free, Jesse.
You never know.
We could get there. We could get there if we try hard enough.
When the wind catches me right, you never know. Anyway, what... do you mean, or what does it mean?
Oh no!
What is it?
Are you already spun around?
Yes, yes. I'm like philosophizing this. Infertility and meaning.
What does it mean to mean? What do you mean by mean?
Yes, infertility and meaning. Thoughts? Is that how I should ask this question? Infertility and meaning. What do you mean by that?
This is not as complicated as "I love you." Jesse is making this.
Thank
sound.
God.
This is actually very common thing that happens many times of our life. is that basically infertility affects our sense of meaning, the way that we feel like we are living a meaningful life. I don't want to say you can substitute the word meaning with purpose, but those do feel different. But if it's helpful to say, oh, I feel like I had this like sense of meaning and purpose in life, and now that I've struggled with infertility, or I'm in the middle of struggling with infertility, that sense of meaning and purpose has just been affected. And that's what this episode is about.
Got it.
So let me say this about, if we're just going to start, is that meaning, I think, plays an important part in the way we live our lives. I feel like many of us are living what we find to be a meaningful life.
Or at least trying.
Trying to. I think it's what we're striving for.
Yeah.
We find things meaningful and then we pursue them. We find a certain job meaningful and then you pursue it.
What you're saying in a short way is we all find meaning in different ways or things.
Yes.
Trying to find meaning.
Exactly. We're all striving for meaning. And then I would say meaning comes to us through this a really complicated story of how we find those things. Maybe it's things that happened to us when we were younger. Maybe I always say this. Maybe it's a movie we watched, a show that we loved, a character that we read in a book that helped us think about the world in a certain way. And then we started to find that way of life really meaningful. So we're kind of all moving towards that. I think that's, we can agree on that. Mm-hmm. I think that meaning plays such a huge role in that it motivates the majority of our actions. You might think like, I don't think about meaning that much, but I think I would say you are always pursuing what you find meaningful.
That's what I think philosophy is. People don't think that they're thinking about these things, but they are. It's just not the language that you would use, yes, maybe, or the thought process that you would use to get, mm-hmm, there. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the reason why you don't like that job. It's the reason why you chose that other job. It's that reason why you're with that person or live in that city is, yeah, you probably found it meaningful, or you didn't find it meaningful, so you left.
Right.
Or it may be the source of you kind of feeling agitated lately, that you're just like, I feel like what I'm doing is just like, I don't find the meaning in it. Like, it's not meaningful to me. So it's there, even though we don't notice it that much. A helpful way to think about meaning is the way that I think researchers talk about meaning. They use two words. They use the word presence and search. Presence being...
Already confused.
It is a little odd, but presence is the presence of meaning in your life. You know, how much meaning does this person express that they have and they feel? That would be their presence score if you were going to, you know, kind of do a survey. Search would be how much is this person searching for meaning in their life?
Okay.
Those maybe are two categories. Is this person feeling like they have a really high score in presence and that they have a lot of meaning in their life? Or is this person have a really high score in the search category, meaning that they're really searching for the meaning of their life and they don't really feel it in their life? Those are two ways to kind of gauge this sense of meaning that you may have. I would say nobody is thinking about this.
This way.
This way.
Yeah.
However, I think it really operates underneath the surface. And then now is when we can tie this into a little bit of infertility.
Okay.
When you are going through life and you maybe get together with someone, this is a fictitious story, but maybe it's your story. You get together with someone, maybe you were like, I want to find the right person. You find the right person, a year goes by, you go, I really start to envision myself having a family with this person and what that means, having kids. So we want to start trying to have kids. And based on what you find meaningful, that looks a certain way. I grew up in this family and I've always found it to be really meaningful. And I would find so much meaning in life if we had a big family. You know, I want to have this ranch house in whatever state I live in and I want to have a ton of kids. And that's what you might find meaningful. Or maybe it's totally the opposite. And you're like, we live in this like big city and I always want to have this one child. And, you know, we lives with us and we're whatever it is, whatever meaningful family that you envision in your life.
What word do you think the average human uses instead of meaning?
I don't think they use anything. That's the confusing, difficult part.
Yeah, I'm trying to like land on something.
There's not a substitute word. It's just this unspoken vision that they have for their life.
Subconsciously or consciously, maybe.
Yeah, it might be conscious. You may have talked about it on your like fourth date or something like that. You know, like this vision that you have for yourself. But it's, I guess want might be the other word, which is weird. Like I want to have a big family.
Yeah.
I want to have maybe one child. I want to have no children. I want to have whatever it is, this vision that you had for yourself, is it's probably true that you found that vision meaningful, or you would anticipate that if you were to accomplish that vision or live into that vision, you would say, yes, it's true that I'm living a meaningful life. I know that's kind of complicated, but does that make sense?
Yeah, I think people are probably doing this at a subconscious level.
Yes.
Maybe not a conscious level of like, I'm trying to find my meaning and getting in a relationship so I can get married and have children, because that's the meaning of what my meaning is, you know?
Totally.
It's like, it's very like subconscious. But you, being a philosopher studying all this, that's what we're doing is, you know, me and you maybe had, I was trying to search for meaning when we were first dating to be like, ah, you want to stay in this state. You want to like, yeah, whatever, because I'm trying to paint this life that I want it to be.
Yeah. But you know, you can tie that back in. Where did you envision yourself living? Did you, this vision of yourself, was it in a big city with children? Was it with your spouse? Was it with a spouse? Whatever it was, it's probably true that you, I'll use this word, deemed that way of living a meaningful life. And that's totally unique to you. And that's a very powerful thing. I feel we get to this age almost of adolescence and adulthood, and we start to strive for what we find meaningful. That's an important
thing
to notice.
Probably think about it more.
Yeah. And then a researcher maybe comes along and then analyzes this sense of presence or search. Do you feel like you have a presence of meaning in your life, or do you feel like you're searching for that meaning?
I'm going to go on a limb here and say that infertility is searching.
Well, this is very much so where infertility comes in.
Yeah.
Is that I would say infertility is a tragedy.
Yeah.
And tragedy creates a massive problem for meaning. Because maybe we had a sense of what would be meaningful. We had a sense of meaning in our life. We're searching after it. And tragedy rips what we found meaningful away from us. And infertility is a really unique one in that. Maybe you had a vision for yourself and your partner that you would have a certain amount of kids, or just have kids in general. And that was going to be this very meaningful thing for you. I think if you judged the population of people who are moms, they might say what is very meaningful for them is being a mom.
Yeah.
You know, that
yeah.
might be like their number one thing. Like right. the most meaningful thing in life that I do is be a mom to my kids, you know?
Yeah.
And maybe you might hold that same thing to be true, is I want to have children, and because to me that feels so meaningful.
Right.
And now all of a sudden you're going through infertility, the doubt of that happening might be ripped from you, or maybe you've experienced some things where you feel like, oh, this thing that I found meaningful is now out of my grasp. I cannot get this meaningful thing.
Yeah. Do you, I know this sounds weird, but, and this is maybe going off subject to say that we'll get there in a second. Do you think it's good to have your meaning, all your meaning in one thing? Or did I just go off track?
No, that's not.
No, okay.
I don't think it's, meaning is a tough one, because I just don't know if good or bad would be a good way to analyze meaning, if that makes sense. I don't know if you could look at someone's sense of meaning and say, that's a good way that you've done that. I think it's just a way that we do things.
Yeah.
I think we crave meaning as people. And I think this is, from my perspective, one of the most fascinating things is you don't need to convince someone that they ought to live a meaningful way of life, you know? I think we just strive out. It's just in us.
Right,
as
humans.
We just go for it. If you gave someone a meaningless task and a meaningful task, I think they choose the meaningful task without any prior understanding of anything. You know, I think that we just are drawn to it. If I gave you a pile of rocks to move from one side of the room to the other side of the room without any meaning, I think you wouldn't want to do that. You'd be like, why am I doing this? But if I told you that there was some deeper meaning behind it, all of a sudden you would feel motivated to do it.
Yeah.
We're drawn to that somehow.
Yeah, I could see that.
And I think...
And the reason why I asked that is because of me. because when infertility came, I realized that I had so much of my meaning. I didn't call it that. But in the moment, meaning in becoming a mom. And that really, really, really rocked me.
I think that's a very vulnerable place to be.
Yeah.
Is to say, I didn't find anything more meaningful in my life. There was nothing more meaningful to me than becoming a mom.
Yeah. Where did that come from?
I think a lot of us are there, first of all, that it's okay to admit that.
Yeah.
I think even admitting that, if you're listening to this podcast in your mind out loud to whoever you're with, that becoming a mom
or dad
is the most meaningful thing I can think of. I think that's going to get to the heart of maybe why infertility is so painful for you right now.
Yeah.
Or in general, for everyone.
Right.
Is for many of us, I think becoming a mom or dad might be what we consider the most meaningful thing you can do as a person. Mm-hmm. So if that's in jeopardy, of course, this is not just something that you can't do. This is not just a medical struggle. This is messing with the very meaning for you, the meaning that you find in your life.
Yeah.
And that's a big deal.
Yeah. And I think I could still be talked into that it is. You know what I mean? Like that, yeah. That, like, what is better than that, you know, or more meaningful than that? And I'm anxious to hear what you're going to say, because I'm sure you're going to obliterate that thought in the nicest, sweetest, compassionate, gentle way. But I also feel like it's like, yeah. And that's what I was saying. Where does it come from? It's like, what does that come from? That thought? Like, is it something that's in us? Is it something that's taught? Is it culture? Is it your church, your faith culture? You know, mm-hmm. like whatever, where did that come from? Like that has more weight than anything else, than making a chocolate cake for a friend, or, you know, like whatever sort of way you find meaning, or being a dog mom, or, you know, whatever, that it has some sort of bigger meaning and bigger purpose, maybe.
Yeah. So that's maybe where I would disagree, is that I don't think it has a bigger meaning. I think it's a very meaningful thing.
But sometimes you wouldn't use the word very on certain meanings.
I think there are things that are very meaningful to people, and there's things that are somewhat meaningful to people.
So they do have weight.
No, I think the individual judges what's very meaningful to them.
Yeah, you know? Okay.
And then they also judge what's not very meaningful to them. And the easiest way to look at this is that you can take some families and say, how meaningful is your relationship in this family? And they would say, not very meaningful at all.
Yeah.
You know, like it's, yeah. They
hear it all the time.
They're my dad, but our relationship is, there's no meaning there. It's kind of, there's nothing there. You know, if anything, it's only been bad.
Yeah.
And I think there's also times when friends, who are not, you know, family, say, this is the most meaningful relationship I could ever have in my life. You know, this other person gives me meaning. Mm-hmm. You might even think that with a spouse, you know?
Yeah.
This person that I married brings so much meaning.
Hopefully it gives
me.
You some sort of meaning.
Hopefully some sort of meaning.
Hopefully.
Or this podcast is exposing deeper feelings. Yeah, right
yeah
now.
Exactly.
I think so. If you think about a child in your life, that potentially could be a very meaningful thing.
Yeah.
Is it the most? I don't even think I don't think you need to do that.
Is there any most?
I don't know. I don't think you need to say this is the most meaningful thing.
It's just very meaningful.
Yes.
Instead of just meaningful.
For many people, if you were to ask them, where is the presence of meaning in your life coming from? And if they have kids, they might say, oh, my relationship with my children and my spouse, you know, my relationship with my family is what they're essentially saying. Well, yeah, absolutely. Our close relationships provide for us a huge sense of meaning. Infertility robs you of this meaning that you want to have, right? This vision of this meaningful life that you want to have, infertility robs you of it. And sometimes it's in a single doctor's appointment. It's in a failed test. Hmm. It's in, you know, a moment that you find out this news. All of a sudden, it feels like that meaningful thing has ripped away from you, kind of ripped out of your hands.
I view it more as like a roadblock. Like, yes, ripping and all that kind of thing too. But when I think of now meaning, I think we're all on this trail. We're all on this hike, whatever metaphoric walking thing situation that you're on, and meaning, and probably, I feel like this is eye-opening to me. Meaning was probably the thing that I was searching for, meaning. And that is a roadblock. And I think that that's just a different way of thinking about it. When you're attached to meaning, it feels different, because infertility does feel like a roadblock.
Yeah.
And it feels like everybody else is going in front of you on the roadblock. They don't have the roadblocks on their trail or hike or wherever they're at. They don't have the roadblock, but you do.
Right. And that's why I think infertility is a tragedy.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things that kick us out of this sense of meaning. And they're generally tragedies. A death of someone, the absolute destruction of maybe a country that you live in.
Yeah.
The burning of your house. And there's a lot of these different things that go, I had this vision for what was this, me being this meaningful me living this meaningful life, and now this tragedy has ripped it away from me. Infertility is that. It could be the loss of a friend group, a loss of a job, you know, feeling like this job gives me so much meaning, and then they let you go. And you're
right.
Like, what? Right. Where is, like, it's been ripped away from me. I don't have that sense of meaning anymore. Yeah.
So how do we get...
I just want to sit there because me as you know, thinking philosophically, I love these moments for me where I'm like, that's, and in a lot of ways, that's what's happening underneath the surface. Where is the distress coming from? Losing your sense of meaning can feel depressive. You know, it can feel anxiety producing, stressful, a sense of just like total despair and loss and emptiness. What is going on there? Like, what's going on when you sit at night going, what if we can't have kids? And you get that almost like roller coaster feeling of a drop, and you're like, oh, what is going on? Why am I feeling that?
I got like apathetic and depressed.
Right.
Like apathetic of like, what is the meaning of all this? Who the hell cares? Yeah.
Why do you reject it and go apathetic and depressed? Yeah. It's because it's meaning.
Yeah.
Living a life like that would have been meaningful and may still be meaningful for you. Mm-hmm. But it's that meaning, someone has grabbed a hold of it and they're like wringing it by the neck, and you're like, what is going on? Mm-hmm. You're completely ripping away from me what I felt like was my meaningful future. I had it all laid out. I saw it. I chose it because I felt like it was meaningful. And now you are grabbing it and ripping it out of my hands.
And I think infertility is unique. In other things, the meaning, when it gets ripped up off from you, or like a death or a losing of a job or anything, it's final. Mm-hmm. There's like, oh, that gave me so much meaning and now it's gone. Infertility keeps you on this hamster wheel of like, is it around the corner? Is it around the corner? Is it around the corner? There's it's really hard to feel a sense of like finite.
Yeah.
Or like, oh, my meaning is gone. I need to grieve this and do this, and I need to grieve the fact that we may not have kids. Infertility is just keeps you in that trail of like, is the meaning around the corner? Is it going to be next month? Is it going to be next year? Is it going to be my next IVF cycle? Is it going to be my next IUI? And that is so exhausting. And I was just thinking, there's not a lot of things quite like that.
Right.
A lot of other things, I'm not saying everything, but a lot of other things feel more finite and probably easier to grasp on and grieve and be like, oh, I lost my job that gave me a lot of meaning. Dang it. Even though maybe you're not thinking the word meaning, but you're thinking whatever the word you're wanting.
Yeah.
And yeah, infertility is so unique in that way.
Okay, so let's understand this a little bit deeper, if possible.
Okay, buckling up.
A lot of people think that meaning is found in a few things. Or I guess you could say these are a few of the things that describe what is meaningful.
Okay.
I like to think of them as, you could think of them almost as building blocks, right? Building blocks of meaning. There's going to be a problem with thinking of them like that, but it's helpful in the beginning to think, okay, if I'm doing something meaningful, living a meaningful life, accomplishing a meaningful task, these things are generally a part of them. Does that make sense?
Yes.
There's three of them. The first one is coherence. Things make sense. They fit together, you know? There's not some random chaotic thing that happens, you know? This is really meaningful in that I have a sense of cohesion in the experience that I have. I do this treatment and this happens, you know? We wanted to get pregnant, so we had sex and got pregnant. That is a cohesive experience, you know what I mean?
Right.
It makes sense.
Yes.
The second one...
Ooh, I can see how infertility could mess that up.
The second one would be purpose.
Yeah.
You know, is there a greater purpose of all of this, you know? We can go through difficult things and it doesn't affect our sense of meaning if we feel that there's cohesion and that there's purpose involved.
Again, I can see how infertility could mess
right?
this
like,
up.
Right, like there's a purpose for this struggle. And people will cling to this, you know. Maybe you're trying to get pregnant. People will want to, you know, save this sense of meaning by wanting to hold on to the cohesion, hold on to the purpose. Like, you know, I know you're going through this, but there's a greater purpose. It's going to happen. And then all of this you'll see the purpose of all of this. It's going to make you stronger or whatever.
So funny. Know? I see the infertility community does both of those or with purpose, especially some of them. That's what they're clinging on to is there has to be a greater purpose in all this. This has to work out. This has to be whatever. And then I see the other side, me, be like, no, this can't have any purpose. I hate this.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that actually some days I felt the latter or some days I felt the whatever, but it's like, I feel like you do two of those ways. I've seen the infertility community do where it's like, there is no purpose. What is the purpose in any of this? I hate all this. To the other side, another person might feel there has to be a purpose in this. There has to be, even if I don't come out with kids, there has to be something that I still need to learn or I'm learning through this process. And that's just really difficult.
Yeah. The third one is significance. Is there a sense of value and there's a sense of importance in what we're doing? If we were to accomplish this thing or live out this way, would we say, yes, this is a significant way of living and significant thing? Am I being valued for this?
I think someone would think it's significant. I don't know if they say they had value.
Yeah,
an infertility journey. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Those three things, if you're doing something that's meaningful, you oftentimes can find those three things. I think of like sailing across the ocean or something, you know?
Of course you would.
If there is there cohesion, is like, are things working correctly? Like we're sailing towards that star and you end up going that direction. And is there a purpose? Yes, we're bringing the
goods,
king's nephew to home for a wedding or something like that. Yeah, I don't know. And then is there significance? Like, will there be people waiting in the port for us? And they cheer, oh, the king's nephew is here. Like that is a very meaningful journey, you know? But when those things start to break down, you start to experience that loss of meaning and that start of a search for a new meaning. Going back to those words we had used earlier, you lose that sense of presence and you have that sense of search in your life. So if you lose the cohesion, you know, if like chaos ensues, infertility is chaotic.
Yeah.
You do a treatment that should work.
And it doesn't.
The medical team says, I don't know, everything looked like everything was perfect. Right. You were perfect.
Yeah.
And it didn't work. That's chaos. There's no cohesion there. Purpose, the sense of like there's a reason for all of it. Maybe you're like, I've done all these treatments, but it's going to pay off in the end because I'm going to get pregnant. You're on year 8 now. It's like, it's not working.
Right.
What's the purpose of this? You know?
Yeah.
And then significance. You know, you think like, what I'm doing is a big deal, but then maybe it doesn't feel like a big deal. You know, you buy this medication, you spend, I don't know how much money on it.
Thousands
of dollars on it. And it comes in the mail and you're like, what? This doesn't feel significant. Like I did this. Or you do a treatment cycle and they're like, okay, that didn't work. Let's try this. And you're like, what was that? That was the biggest deal in the world to me. And it doesn't feel significant. Like it was anything.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what I was saying before. It's like, it may be significant, especially when someone doesn't come out of the journey with kids.
Yeah.
You could see it was very significant and a very hard part of my life, but was there value? It's like middle school. It's significant. What value comes
does
out of
it actually provide?
Does it actually provide is middle school? Because I'm pretty sure 85% of the population of the earth would say it's really, really, really hard years.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, and is there a lot of growth that happens in it? I feel like it was a lot of pain.
Right.
Basically middle school and infertility. There you go. So, hand in hand.
So if those three things are in a way the building blocks of the way we talk about something being meaningful or a life being meaningful, is your life have a sense of cohesion, purpose, and significance? Those things break down. And we start to doubt our sense of meaning. And the reason why it's important, you maybe think like, okay, yes, I get it. Infertility makes me doubt my sense of meaning. But if I can get pregnant at the end of this, it will all have been meaningful.
Yes. Yes.
And I want to make this argument. I don't know if it's an argument. I just thought that for you to chew on is that anything that makes us lose our sense of meaning so suddenly and so rapidly, like infertility, leaves a lasting mark on us. That experience is a really hard one. It's traumatic. It's frightening. It's overwhelming.
It's exhausting.
Even if you get to the end of it and maybe something happens that you feel like, oh, there was a purpose, all that stuff, you can't ignore what that experience was like, losing that sense of meaning in such a profound way. I go back to that ship example. You maybe halfway through the voyage, the sails break. Everyone, there's mutiny. It's chaos. Your best friend dies. the whole, you end up missing where you're going to go, and you're like, we're going to wreck, we're going to die. And, but you end up like making it somehow to a different part.
This is such a guy example, but I'm not trying to do just stereotypes. I'm just saying my example of this and your example of this.
We're going to come up with another example, but I'm just saying.
Would be very different.
Then you make it, and then you get to the shore, and someone's like, oh, awesome. It was all meaningful in the end. That didn't affect you at all.
Right.
You're like, no, I mean, that you have just created a lifetime of things to process and work through. What's a better example that is not so shippy?
Shippy.
Here's a thought. Maybe it's not, this isn't a gendered topic. I don't know if ships are gendered, but
yeah, they're not, because they're actually women. Ships are women.
That's right. But this is just more alive in our world.
Right? A less shippy example.
When you're growing up and you have a friend group, and maybe you lose that friend group. Like maybe that friend group, you have this sense of like, we're going to do high school together or something like that. We're going to do college together. And something completely breaks down and everyone turns their back on each other. And you go through hell of losing that friend group. And it's a really difficult process. And then senior year, you have this glorious moment where everyone kind of comes back together and they're like, oh, I was so immature. I'm sorry. I threw that chocolate milk on your head or something, like whatever it is. And you come back together. You would be tempted to say, oh, it was all part of this meaningful thing, right? It had meaning because in the end, there was cohesion. In the end, there was purpose. But that's crazy to say that those years where everything was in chaos had no effect on you.
It's so interesting now thinking about it this way. Would you think an infertility that everybody, you experience infertility, you don't, whatever, would think that an infertility journey only has meaning if you get pregnant?
Yes. Well, I would say, I think everyone in the middle of infertility feels like, where has the meaning gone? There is a, where is the purpose of all of this? I am in free fall chaos. I would say that is a loss of meaning. I do think that people who get pregnant at the end of infertility go, oh, that was the meaning of all of it.
Right.
And are at risk, possibly at risk, of missing how painful and how detrimental to our mental health that loss of meaning was.
So what would you say to someone? Where do we go from here? and I'm really trying to think, because this is a way that I have thought too, of just like, oh, if you get the prize, it was all worth it. If you run the marathon, but you twist your arm, but you made it to the finish line, or twisted your leg, your arms aren't doing a lot in marathons, but you twist your leg or whatever, but you go and you finish the race and you get the award, it was worth it. It was all worth it. And I can think like that too. So how do you do that when it's like, whatever, and I want to make this really clear, whatever path comes at the end of this, and we could go by them one by one, but I think we all can figure out of like, and the main one would be you have children or you don't, but there's also a million different paths and ways to do that.
Yeah.
But it's like, how do you,
I would say this, how do you regain a sense of meaning both in and after your experience with infertility?
There you go. That was a better way to say it.
I do think that's the question. That's the question that I think a lot of us need to work through, or have the opportunity, I would say, to work through. You don't need to do it, but I think you have the opportunity to do that.
I would never say infertility is a gift, ever, because it's not. But I would say it gives you an opportunity to look inward, to grow.
I'll say it like this. I think that meaning is something that you join, not something you create.
Okay.
There's just this inherent problem I see in meaning. It's like a fundamental problem. Do you just try to get coherence, purpose, and significance in your life, and then out of that pops this like meaningful existence? I don't think so. I think meaning is more like this hard to describe phenomenon that happens in groups. And you can join it. That's the problem with infertility. It makes sense of infertility.
Right.
This phenomenon of parenthood is happening and you want to join it.
Right.
And then there's this thing that comes along, this tragedy that comes along and says, you can't.
Yeah.
But then what I'm saying is, what you have to do now, or what you have the opportunity to do now, is to take that sense of understanding of meaning and find it somewhere else. Not that you have to leave those people or abandon your friend groups or leave your neighborhood, but it's finding a sense of meaning in another group, in a place where it's there is this little phenomenon happening. You can still hang out every day with your friends who are moms. But will you find your sense of meaning if you don't ever look for it other than in becoming pregnant?
I think there is something that happens that everybody can be guilty of just finding our meaning in becoming parents. Like, I just think, yeah. And I think even for some after, it's like, that is the meaning. That is the thing that is giving them air in their lungs or whatever. Or maybe even the infertility journey is driven by that, to be like, because I'm getting my meaning, I'll get my meaning. And I think it's just hard. And it's a challenge for all of us to have other things besides just that in our lives, mm-hmm. you know, and to diversify our own experiences in the world and how we do things and using different part of our brains. And, you know, like I took a cooking class. I'm not saying that I took a cooking class, you know, for 8 weeks, just so I could think about something else. You know what I mean? Like, and it was great. It was like kind of like a little cohort and it was like cool. And it was, you know, fun to use that different side of my brain. Like, I think it's a challenge for us to not put our identity in becoming parents. But I would say culturally we are taught that.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
If you're part of a faith community, if you're not, if you're part of anything, like there's just this sense of like, that's when you will have meaning, you know? And I think it's just good and a challenge for all of us, if we become parents or not, to diversify our meaning.
Yeah. And when you do find meaning during infertility, after,
grab it really tight and don't let it go.
After infertility, it doesn't take away all the pain you've experienced.
Yeah.
It doesn't take away the need to grieve and the
processing.
The absolute just devastation of going through infertility. Like, all of that needs to be dealt with. What we talk about on every podcast we're ever in. But I think what's happening in a very deep sense under the surface is this loss of meaning. And that contributes to how painful it is.
Right.
But meaning can be found. It can be found in the midst of struggling. It can be found, you know, when you end up walking away from infertility or getting pregnant, whatever it is, whatever avenue you end up going down, meaning can always be found. Look for this phenomenon of meaning in groups and join it. You can join it. You can join it here at Uniquely Knitted. There's a lot of faith communities. There's this deep sense of meaning that something's going on in this group of people. Join that. You can find it at a sports team, in a moment, at work, a group of people at work trying to accomplish this thing. Join those instances of meaning.
Yeah.
If you just try to make everything in your life coherent, like you force the cohesion, like everything is coherent. If you force, like, I only want to do purposeful things, or you're like, I only want to do significant things. I don't think meaning is just going to pop out. I think it's there, but it's built in groups. Mm-hmm. So look for it. It can be anywhere. I mean, it could be like in the pub, like if you're listening to this in England.
Yeah.
It could be in the pub with like a group of just random people watching a sports team. That could be a moment of meaning.
Yeah.
Join it.
I'm not going to lie. I was made for pub culture. I was, but.
It could be in, like, you know, whatever, the run of your favorite sports team with all of your friends. There, you can find meaning in winning that thing, or, you know, meaning in just cheering them on. You can find meaning in your relationship, in accomplishing something. Sometimes that's getting pregnant through infertility. And you can find meaning in that. But it's this thing that exists out there that we can join.
I have this random question, but I think people will have the same thought as I do as I'm sitting here listening. You hang out with a lot of philosophers. You went to 2 years of three, whatever that was, the longest.
Six.
Six. That's why it felt so long. And I'm hesitant to do it again because... That's right. It was 6 years. Felt like 10. No. And you were taught by some of the most brilliant philosophers all over the world. Is this your take on meaning? Or is this, would you say the average or most, or however philosophy you want to say, thinks this way? That there is, and maybe this is too big of a question, but that really where our purpose and our meaning comes from is with people.
I would say that this is kind of my idea. So like I said, how you get meaning, there's not a lot of stuff out there. There's these three things that people kind of come back to.
Yeah.
There's also a lot of great books on how to find meaning and live a meaningful life.
Just to think about it, what would that book say if it was different than yours? What would the thought be if it was different than yours?
To pursue these three things, to pursue something that's significant, purpose, cohesive, and to do those sorts of things, and to work out in your life why those things aren't there. Why do you not have a sense of purpose or meaning and significance?
But the answer would not be groups. I think some
people would say, yeah, you know, pursuing your relationships and the bonds that you have, pursuing the people that you love, living into deep, meaningful relationships. I think that's kind of the agreed upon current answer, is that we ought to, you know, pursue these meaningful things that are meaningful. It's my personal view, and this is maybe why I should go back to school and do research and write a book or something like that, is that I think meaning is a phenomenon. It's this unexplainable, difficult to describe thing that emerges only out of groups, not individuals. It comes out of groups. And sometimes it makes no freaking sense at all. Why is this meaningful? I have no idea. But it pops out like this little phenomenon. And then what you can do as an individual is join that. That would say that's my idea. Unless someone else has thought about that, I'd love to read their work. If you know of anyone who's
right.
thought of that,
please tell me. Well, I feel like a lot of stuff that we talk about, and coming from an infertile background, infertility is so hard. I always want the answer to be easy.
Yeah.
I always want it to be like, can you give me a magical pill to make me have meaning? Like, and the thought I can hear and see maybe someone listening to this is just like, oh, the hard thing again. Like the thing that's challenging again. Like, you know, because it's hard. It's hard when you're struggling with infertility to be in a group, to find people. One of the biggest, most major things that happens when you're struggling with infertility is isolation.
Yeah.
Loneliness, you know?
Yeah, isolation has got to be the worst thing for a sense
Someone
of meaning.
Someone said in our group.
For meaning, you know?
Our groups the other day, I am profoundly isolated. And I was like, oh. That I went like, oh, as in sad. Not like she said something wrong, but just like, oh, yeah. Profoundly isolating, profoundly lonely. And I feel like sometimes after our episodes, as we're talking or whatever, I'm like, oh, sometimes I wish there was an easier way out, but like meaning was a pill or a workout.
I do think that sometimes when we do these episodes, I feel bad that infertility brings up some of these existential
Doug,
questions.
You didn't do it. Infertility did it.
But I'm just saying that's one of the problems with infertility. One of the things I hate about it is that it does force us into these existential yeah. moments. It's not just like, oh, this is so hard. It's like you're, you know, sitting in a dark room staring off into space, like, what's the meaning of it all? You know?
Yeah.
But I think they're both equally important and we have to address both of them. There are moments where we're like, how do we talk about the anxiety of waiting to find out if you're pregnant or not? That's important. This is me personally. It's also important to deal with the fact that we're sitting in a room sometimes staring off into space saying, what's the meaning of it all? Those are two very different but very important questions. I hope that this episode has been a little bit of light in that darkness and that you can see that you can find meaning right now. There are meaningful yeah. places that you can join right now, and you can find it after infertility, no matter what happens. But if you're following my view, it would be that you would search for this phenomenon, this thing that exists out there in groups that is meaningful, and you would seek to join it.
I don't know if I need a Tylenol or cheesecake. That's where I'm at. Thank you for listening to the Infertility Feelings Podcast, a show produced by the nonprofit Uniquely Knitted. This is your place to process, cry, and laugh about infertility. We are so grateful for all of our amazing donors that we have who support our work. If you would like to learn more about how we serve the community and support the work of Uniquely Knitted, we encourage you to check out our website at uniquelyknitted.org. If you enjoy this podcast and would like more people to hear it, please give us a rating and a comment in Apple Podcasts. This is just the best way for more people to hear these conversations. If you need to talk to someone about your feelings and you are hurting, please reach out to us. We are here to help you. If you would like to learn more about our unique process groups and talk to Doug and I,
please follow the link in our show notes. See you guys next week.